This is a paid-for advertisement.
The statements contained herein have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome into the Rescue Healthline Show. Joining me is Dr. Adam Teichman. Dr. Teichman is a senior managing partner for PA Foot and Ankle Associates, and you can find out more at PAFootDoctors.com. That's PAFootDoctors.com. He's also the chief of podiatric surgery at Sacred Heart St. Luke's, and he's also on the limb salvage team, and the list of his credentials go on. Again, Dr. Adam Teichman, PA Foot and Ankle Associates, PAFootDoctors.com. Joining us in a moment as we talk about circulation. And here are the specials this hour. And first of all, the Rescue Core Immune Defense, that has arrived. Many of you pre-ordered it. They ordered all of your pre-orders and then some, but they're already sold out. So your shipment, if you pre-ordered it, on its way to you now. But for a limited time, they're going to extend the 50% off pre-order pricing. So on Rescue Core Immune Defense, pre-order pricing at 50% off, so you can lock in your half-off order right now with no coupon code needed. You can order online at myrescueproducts.com. That's myrescueproducts.com, or call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-26-ALIVE. That works out to 1-800-262-5483, and get your Rescue Core Immune Defense at half price, no coupon code needed. This weekend, a great deal for our radio listeners. You spend $150 or more and take $75 off your order. When you spend $150 or more, you get $75 off. And then you get free shipping and orders of $99 or more, and you're earning Rescue Reward Points. For that, you need the coupon code 75OFF. Coupon code 75OFF when you shop online. Again, at myrescueproducts.com. That's myrescueproducts.com. Coupon code 75OFF. Or use the coupon code 75OFF when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, 1-800-26-ALIVE. Coupon code 75OFF gets you $75 off your order of $150 or more. And again, free shipping and orders of $99 or more. All right, we bring to the phone here Dr. Adam Teichman. Morning, Doc. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing good. I want to talk about circulation, which is something you deal with all the time as a podiatric surgeon. And one of the things you're seeing is poor circulation, especially in the feet. You see it result in people with diabetic issues, many other issues. So what's going on in our body when it comes to circulation, cardiovascular and lymphatic? Explain those to me. What's the difference? Are they interrelated? What's going on?
So they are interrelated. So to understand that, we have to just talk about what is, you know, the cardiovascular system and what is the lymphatic system. You know, so basically the cardiovascular system is basically the circulatory system in the body. It's this closed network of organs and vessels that move blood around the body. And basically the primary purpose of this is to deliver nutrients, immune factors, and also oxygen to tissues, and then to carry waste products for elimination. And that's really what the circulation does. So it's a blood circulating around the body, delivering these nutrients and oxygen to the cells. You know, it consists of the heart and blood vessels running through the entire body. You know, and when we talk about circulation, we want to understand that the arteries carry blood away from the heart, so oxygenated blood, to deliver oxygen to the organs and the muscles. And then the veins carry it back to the heart, so basically goes through the lungs to get reoxygenated. The difference between cardiovascular and lymphatics is basically the lymphatic system is also a network of tissues and organs that help rid the body of toxins, waste, and other unwanted materials. So to understand that the primary function of this lymphatic system is to transport lymph, which is this fluid containing infection-fighting white blood cells throughout the body. So the lymphatic system helps the body fight the infection, whereas the circulation or cardiovascular system help give the body and the organs, the nutrients and oxygen it needs to function.
So that's you got all that going on. And are the Are the blood vessels also part of the lymphatic? So there are two different functions. Are they two actual different systems, or does the blood, the vessels also carry the lymph stuff?
Well, you know, the lymph is a different system. It's a network of vessels, if you want to think about it. So instead of being the cardiovascular system, which is basically a pressurized system because of the fact that its basic function through the heart is right. The heart is pumping and pushing blood through the heart, through the cardiovascular system, where the lymphatic system is basically an open system, meaning that there's really no pressure that's causing the lymphatics to go through the body.
Gotcha.
An open system with the fluid moving in one direction versus the cardiovascular system where the fluid moves in two directions.
Ah, okay, great. So they're two totally separate systems. Because it's so funny. I mean, maybe a lot of people understand this. We've never talked about the lymphatic system. In the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about it. I'm trying to learn more about it because, again, it's just you could be a lymphatic system specialist and spend a lifetime of research. And so I just want to help more of us understand, the average folks out here, to understand what that is, what the lymphatic system is. So
simply put, if you're trying to understand that, you want to think of the lymphatic system as taking away toxins and waste and then want the materials from the body.
Right.
And then the goal of the cardiovascular system is to circulate the nutrients and oxygen to all the cells in the body that are needed to perform the daily functions that the body performs.
So they're both two different systems, but how would you know, what are symptoms of poor circulation? How would you know that?
Well, you know, when we talk about poor circulation, you know, there's a wide range of symptoms that we can talk about. You know, and one of them is when you have numbness and tingling in the extremities. That's probably one of the most common symptoms of poor circulation, especially in the hands and the feet, that's first noticed. You know, some people also mention neuropathy when we talk about numbness and tingling. But neuropathy is also a circulatory issue because it happens to the small vessels in the bodies, causing and affecting dysfunction of the nerves, causing this numbness and tingling. So when that blood flow is restricted, blood can't reach the extremities in sufficient quantities, causing the pins and needles and also, you know, the numbness and tingling.
Right. So a lot of people think neuropathy is a nerve issue. It's both. It is because they're not getting the circulation of the blood to those nerves.
Correct. Exactly. And then you also, and related to that, is cold hands and feet. So if you have reduced blood flow, you're going to notice a temperature difference in the extremities as well, leading to that fluctuation of that increase in coldness to the hands and the feet. And it also, again, affects the nerve endings like we talked about. Mm-hmm. You know, all these things go hand in hand. Then you can have swelling in the extremities as well. When you have poor circulation, this can cause fluid to accumulate in areas of the body, and we call that swelling edema. And the most common place it occurs in the legs, the ankles, and the feet, because gravity pulls that blood down, and it's harder for that the circulation to get back up to the lungs to get reoxygenated, so it pools there as well. So that affects circulation as well, because that blood is unable to circulate adequately throughout the body well. And we know.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, go ahead. I thought you were done. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, and that swelling can also lead to problems down the road, because when swelling pools in the legs, it can lead to redness and possibly wounds, and then they don't heal because there's not enough blood flow going there.
Yeah, so I want to talk to you about that. So some symptoms of poor circulation would be neuropathy, would be the coldness in the extremities, would be the swelling. I'm assuming a shortness of breath because you're not getting enough oxygen because you've got poor circulation.
Well, that goes hand in hand. So when you have shortness of breath, is because of the fact that the heart isn't working as efficiently as it should, so it's not pumping the blood throughout the body like it should, and that can something called congestive heart failure, because what happens is, as the heart doesn't work efficiently, that fluid starts to pool in the extremities, and you can't move that fluid from the extremities, and also can sometimes back up in the heart, causing fluid to build up in the heart, causing congestive heart failure.
Right.
And there's different stages of it as well, and that's really why you want to be aware. If you do have swelling in the extremities, especially it starts to occur more frequently, you really want to be aware that you should see medical professional help to understand if it's coming from your heart or not as well.
So when people, I want to go back to something you said with diabetes. So you end up getting a wound that won't heal. And I'm assuming that's got to do with poor circulation, that the actual wound itself may occur because you didn't feel that you stepped on a nail or cut your foot or whatever it might be, so you don't realize you did that. So you, because you have the neuropathy, you don't feel it. But is it the poor circulation that's not letting the wound heal? Why do diabetics have wounds? How do they get them? Do they get them because of poor circulation, or they don't heal because of poor circulation?
Both. So you can definitely get a wound if you have poor circulation, but the most common reason is neuropathy, like you said. So if you don't have any sensation at the bottom of your foot, and you might not know that there's a wound there, and you might repetitively keep walking on that area, and that wound keeps breaking down over time. And then if you have poor circulation, it's really hard for that wound to heal with the adequate blood flow. So they go hand in hand. Neuropathy and poor circulation are the most common causes of why you get a wound and why the wound won't heal as well. So being diabetic, it's really important to go ahead and check your feet daily. And if you do have a wound on the bottom of your foot, is to seek medical attention right away, because of the fact that you want to make sure you have adequate circulation to heal these wounds, because that the longer that a wound sits there, especially when there's not adequate circulation, you run the risk of that wound becoming deeper and deeper and ultimately leading to a bone infection and possible amputation. So it's really, really important if you have a wound to get it evaluated quickly and assess the circulation, because if there's not enough blood flow, like I said, that wound's not going to heal.
Right. So some of the symptoms we just covered, are there any others besides the neuropathy, besides the coldness in the extremities, maybe the shortness of breath, the swelling, anything else?
Yeah, so it can also affect the brain, so that cognitive dysfunction you can incur too, because when you have poor blood flow, it can also affect the function of the brain, leading to memory loss and also difficulty in concentrating as well. There's many cognitive problems that can result from poor blood flow, like we said, that cognitive loss of memory loss and difficulty concentrating, and then we talk about immune health. The digestive system can also be affected when we talk about poor circulation. That digestion relies heavily on blood flow, and when there's poor circulation, it can be linked to basically fatty matter collecting in the lining of the blood vessels in the abdomen, leading to abdominal pain, diarrhea, or sometimes bloody stool or constipation. So digestive problems can definitely be related to reduced blood flow as well. How do we understand if we're suffering from, poor circulation, especially noted in the extremities, is, besides the numbness and tingling, cold feet, if you have pain or muscle cramping, we call something called intermittent claudication, where, if you're taking a walk outside and you can only go maybe a half a block and then you develop cramping or pain in the extremity, in your lower extremity, that can be a sign that you're suffering from poor circulation, because those muscles are starving for oxygen. The more energy that you exert, the more oxygen is needed to those muscles. And if we can't get that oxygen through circulation to those muscles, your body is going to start getting cramps, and that's a sign that it needs oxygen. You have to sit down and rest, and you wait about 5 or 10 minutes, the pain goes away, and you get up and walk again, and you still have some cramping as you exert yourself. That's a sign that you can be suffering from some type of circulation problem in the extremities as well.
Wow. So brain function, all of that. There's a lot to think. So those are some symptoms. So pay attention. Your body is telling you things. And if something unusual is happening, and especially if it lingers, don't be dismissive. Just pay attention to your body. I want to talk about some facts. So we got some symptoms of poor circulation, but what are some factors that contribute or cause poor circulation? I want to talk about that. Let me give you the special again. There's two specials this hour. One is the Rescue Core Immune Defense. It's a new product from Rescue. It had been in the works for some time, over a year and a half. And then they were about to bring it to market when COVID-19 hit. And so we were letting people pre-order it at half price. Well, that first big shipment came in. All the pre-orders are on their way and being shipped out. And then we ordered more than the pre-orders, but it has since sold out already. So all the Rescue Core Immune Defense is already sold out. So for your patients, we're going to give you that half price introductory pre-order price is extended. So they're extending the 50% off on Rescue Core Immune Defense, again, ready for the pre-order price, ready to order. at again half price with no coupon code needed. Just call and tell them I want that. I want the Rescue Core Immune Defense at half price, and you'll get that at the that pre-order pricing when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. 1-800-26-ALIVE, and pre-order the Rescue Core Immune Defense at half price, and you do not need a coupon code. Or you can order it at myrescueproducts.com. That's my, RESQ products.com. That's the first special. The second for this weekend, a great deal to all of our radio listeners. You're not getting this offer anywhere else. You spend $150 or more and get $75 off your order. Spend $150 or more of any products you want, and you get $75 off your order. And then free shipping on orders of $99 or more, all while you're earning Rescue Rewards points. For that, you need the coupon code 75OFF. Get that $75 off your order of $150 or more with the coupon code 75OFF when you shop online at myrescueproducts.com. We spell rescue, R-E-S-Q. So go to myrescueproducts.com, coupon code 75OFF, or use the coupon code 75OFF when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. So, Doc, back here to we talked about some of the symptoms, but what are some of the factors that contribute to poor circulation? I mean, I'm assuming it's diet but not other stuff, but you go ahead. You tell me.
So, you know, when we talk about poor circulation and what contributes to that, you know, one of the main things is cholesterol. You know, as we know, cholesterol is a type of fat found in the body, and which is most commonly made in the liver from the saturated fats found in our diet. But if cholesterol levels get too high, and they start to build up around the arterial walls, that can lead to poor circulation. We call this atherosclerosis, which we talk about many times on the show. And as this cholesterol or this plaque builds up in the arterial wall, that intimal lining of the vessels, that can cause slowing of blood flow and ultimately lead to poor blood circulation. You know, and over time, there's many things that can, as we know, that can contribute to high cholesterol. And number one of them is diabetes. And we know that diabetes has that inverse relationship to the good cholesterol, the HDL, and the bad cholesterol, LDL. So diabetes, especially type 2 diabetes, especially when it's poorly managed, can increase your bad cholesterol, the LDLs, and decrease your good cholesterol, the HDLs. And as that LDL cholesterol raises, that means that more plaque is building up along the arterial walls, increasing your risk of cardiovascular disease, and also leading to poor blood circulation. So we really have to understand controlling our cholesterol, you know, is very, very important. And that ultimately can lead to inflammation and oxidative stress in the body. And that's really where it's important to understand that, you know, the omega-3s are very, very important in lowering inflammation and oxidative stress and controlling cholesterol, as well as antioxidants. And then, you know, smoking, we always talk about how bad smoking is, but also, you know, smoking can also lead and have a negative impact on circulation. Smoking prevents good blood flow around the body and can damage blood vessels by oxidative stress and these free radicals that it can increase in your body, leading to plaque buildup in the veins as well. You know, and also smoking, as we know, increases the risk of developing other problems as well, and including cholesterol and diabetes. And like you said earlier, physical inactivity is definitely, you know, it can increase your risk of developing poor circulation. So, you know, increasing your exercise, going out 30 minutes for a walk a day is very, very important. Just when we talk about circulation and cardiovascular health, you know, and also stress and obesity are also players when we talk about, you know, what things affect circulation. You know, stress can affect the nervous system, as we talk about, increase your heart rate, constrict blood vessels, raise blood pressure. All these have a negative impact when we talk about stress and circulation. And then, you know, lastly, obesity. Obesity is a contributing factor to poor circulation as well, increasing your risk of varicose veins. And when these veins are affected, you know, they become swollen and enlarged. They weaken the valves inside the veins, so you cause more pooling, which we talk about, which can lead to swelling, edema, because that blood can't be pumped back to the heart efficiently enough. So all these things that we talked about lead to poor circulation, which can ultimately lead to cardiovascular disease.
So let me ask you this. Somebody sent this in while you were talking. They said, what about medications? Because there are medications that are vasodilators. Are there medications that could, you know, that with the side effects that are vasoconstrictors?
Yeah, you know, there are medications that can cause vasoconstricting or basically narrowing of the vessels as well. So we got to be aware of that. Sometimes some of the cholesterol medications can contribute to that. So, you know, you really have to be aware of some of the side effects of the medications that you're taking with the symptoms that you have to correlate them. And sometimes, you know, I see a lot of people who have some types of symptoms of swelling in their extremities and they've started a new cholesterol medication or a new blood pressure medication. So we just got to be aware of that and understand that to see what is causing, you know, these symptoms as well. Even though it might be doing some good, but there's some risks going along with them. And sometimes that's why it's better to look at the alternative, the holistic approach, where taking supplementation to control some of these things without the side effects.
So let's talk about what some of the things we can do about poor circulation. One of the first thing, the pyramid of everything always is omega-3s. It has been, just like we say that the main thing when it comes to health issues is inflammation. Well, when it comes to your the foundation of your health, Rescue 1250, omega-3s. So Rescue 1250, the O3 Max Omega-3, any of them, the Norwegian Arctic Cod, any of those can promote healthy circulation. But help somebody who's new to the show understand how. What are omega-3s and how do they help?
So, you know, the omega-3s, what we say, are basically the building blocks of all cells. So it's really important to start as that foundation when we talk about supplementation, is talking about how are we going to improve, you know, circulation? How are we going to control inflammation? How are we going to control triglycerides and cholesterol? Really starting with that omega-3 is important because, you know, as we said, omega-3s are the building blocks of cells, and every aspect of health is benefited from the omega-3s. And the benefits are omega-3s, especially the Rescue 1250 products, the O3 Max, reduce inflammation, reduce triglycerides. We talk about the negative impact diabetes has on HDLs, lowering the good cholesterol, which is HDLs. Well, Rescue 1250, the omega-3s help improve HDL, the good cholesterol. So that's really important to understand. You know, talking about immune health, especially during this time, the Rescue 1250 helps boost the immune system, promotes a healthy heart, and helps with circulation, silken those platelets as they flow through the vessels. So reducing blood clots as well, almost like an antithrombotic or anticoagulant effect on the body so it doesn't stick to the intimal lining of those vessels, and also helps support healthy blood pressure. It's important to understand that when we talk about circulation, you know, helping that blood pressure, helping that heart pump a little more efficiently is important when we talk about, you know, circulation. Talking about exercise, how important that is in circulation. The Rescue 1250, the Omega products help improve joint mobility and flexibility, lubing those joints, keeping them more flexible. Talking about cognitive behavior as well, supporting brain health, omega-3s support that as well. And then lastly, talking about diabetes, you know, we talk about how that can contribute to, you know, increasing your risk of cardiovascular disease or poor circulation, supporting good blood sugar metabolism, helping that insulin production. Metabolizing that blood sugar is important. That's where those omega-3s also support that as well.
All right, up against the break, Doc. A lot of great information. We'll keep going here. If you have questions for Dr. Teichman, 866-569-7377, 866-569-7377. The specials. Well, let's just focus on the one right now. That is when you order $150 or more, mix and match any way you want, buy whatever you want, buy $150 or more, you'll get $75 off your order with the coupon code 75OFF. Use that coupon code at myrescueproducts.com. That's my, R-E-S-Q, products.com. Or use 75OFF when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. Dr. We were just chatting off the air, the doc and I. Joining me is Dr. Adam Teichman. He's the Senior Managing Partner for PA Foot and Ankle Associates. He's also the Chief of Podiatric Surgery at Sacred Heart Hospital in Allentown. He's also a member of the limb salvage team there and serves as a surgical instructor at the Podiatric Residency Program at St. Luke's Hospital and Health System. And he's also a panel physician at Sacred Heart St. Luke's. And he is, again, with the Senior Managing Partner with PA Foot and Ankle Associates. So you can find out more about Dr. Teichman at PAFootDoctors.com. That's PAFootDoctors.com. We're talking to him about circulation and the products that can help you. And we've got calls coming in already for the doctor. So 866-569-7377 for your questions for Dr. Teichman. 866-569-7377. Lines are lit up, so be patient. Keep ringing, and John will get to you. He's just busy getting other calls lined up, so just hang in there. We'll get to more, and we'll get to you, rather. John, as soon as he gets a moment to get those other calls, 866-569-7377, or call back. I see a couple of them just went dead, but we're ready for your calls, 866-569-7377. All right, now the special I want to give you again as we're kind of rushed to the break, there's two specials this hour. One is on the Rescue Core Immune Defense, which you do not need a coupon code for. That is a product that Rescue is bringing to market. Well, they've been working on this product for over a year, I know that much. And as it was about to be brought to market, here comes COVID-19. So I want to emphasize this is not something they rushed to get out because of COVID-19. This is something that had been in the works. They'd formulated years ago the Rescue Probiotics. Well, Rescue Core Immune Defense, among other things, is a prebiotic, but it's got other great ingredients in it. The maitake mushroom, which is under the proprietary name of maitake gold. It's got epicore and all these great ingredients. And it's got FDA allowable claims. It's a great product, Rescue Core Immune Defense, that will help you with your immune system. That's one of the allowable claims. And it is a great product. Rescue Core Immune Defense it was available for pre-order. It arrived. It's already in shipping. If you're one of the ones that pre-ordered, it should be on its way to you right now. They ordered even more than what you guys pre-ordered, but they sold out already. So they've decided to extend the 50% off pre-order pricing for a limited time. You do not need a coupon code. Rescue Core Immune Defense at 50% off. No coupon code needed. Just order it at MyRescueProducts.com. That's MyRescueProducts.com. Or order it at 1-800-26-ALIVE. 1-800-262-5483. Again, no coupon code needed. Rescue Core Immune Defense at 50% off. Offers cannot be combined. All other Rescue products, when you spend $150 or more, you save $75 off your order. Can you imagine you spend $200 and you get $75 off, and your order only cost you $125, and then you get free shipping and orders over $99, and you're earning Rescue Rewards points, and you're getting products that are guaranteed to work. So order $150 or more and get $75 off your order. You do need a coupon code on that one, and that coupon code is 75 off. Coupon code 75 off when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, 1-800-26-ALIVE, or when you order online at MyRescueProducts.com. That's MyRescueProducts.com. That's MyRescueProducts.com. Coupon code 75 off. We go to Terry, who is on the phone. First of all, welcome back to Dr. Teichman. Ready for the questions, Doc?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so Terry, good morning. You're on the air with Dr. Teichman. You have a question?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Good morning, Dr. Teichman. Yes, I do. I always understood, Dr. Teichman, that loss of hair growth on the legs is a sign of impaired circulation. And in recent years, I've seen it shed a lot of my leg hair, although I do still have hair growth on the tops of my toes. I do exercise. I don't seem to have any problems, any signs of circulatory problems that you spoke of earlier in terms of leg cramping when I exercise. In fact, I walk ample amounts daily and even run as well. So I'm a bit confused why the hair loss might be going on the surface of my legs, and yet I don't seem to have what I can see as impaired circulation problems. Any comments toward that?
Yeah, so, you know, you are correct, though. A sign of, you know, poor circulation is definitely, you know, a loss of hair on the feet or the legs. So, you know, if you don't have any symptoms, though, and you're asymptomatic, you don't have cramping, you don't have pain, you know, you don't have swelling, you know, you don't have any wound issues, you know, it can just be, you know, as we get older, sometimes hair starts to fall off on some of the extremities, you know, our head, our legs. You know, but if you do notice that, you know, you do have digital hair on your toes, that's still a good sign your feet aren't cold and there's no temperature change or color change. You know, that is a normal sign of as we get older, sometimes we do lose some hair on the legs or you know, or the arms or our head. But if you are asymptomatic, it's really nothing to be concerned about. And it sounds like you exercise routinely, you know, and you're overall healthy. So, you know, it's not really a concern, but if you did have some issues, like if you had a wound that didn't heal or if you had cramping or pain and you did have hair loss, that is just a clue to us that you might be suffering from peripheral arterial disease as well.
Yeah, and there doesn't seem to be indicative effects of that. Like I said, it's just somewhat localized on my legs. And I mean, I am 60 years old, and I understand that I'm kind of entering into more advanced age. But I just thought maybe you might be able to comment on, is there maybe some possible nutritional defects that might be behind it instead? I don't know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Doc. Go ahead.
Well, biotin can also help with hair growth, too. So, you know, taking a biotin supplement as well will definitely, you know, help with that.
Okay.
I don't know who cares about having hairy bottoms of their legs, but some people worry about having the hair on their head. Sometimes, though, Doc, I mean, I have guys, I know I have some hair loss in my lower legs. I'm not really overweight. I mean, I could stand to lose a few pounds, but I exercise and everything else same as Terry here. But the question is, sometimes isn't that just natural hair loss from always having socks on and stuff like that? I mean, some of it's just something that's, because some people can get so focused on something that if you have other symptoms, you should be concerned. But if not, sometimes it just happens, right? It's just what happens.
That's correct. You know, many things can cause hair loss. Like if you were an athlete when you were younger and they used to tape your ankles, you know, a lot of people don't have hair around their ankles anymore as they get older. And, you know, if you wear socks all the time, you can actually see where you stop wearing your knee. If you have thigh-high socks or ankle-high socks, you can see where the hair growth stops. But that's really where it's important to take all this information, you know, and understand if you just have one symptom but not any others, it's probably just, you know, that you have hair loss. But if you're having cramping, if you're noticing temperature changes, color changes, you know, all these things together, it should be a red flag that you have, should maybe look a little further into. If you're diabetic, you know, all these things together, you know, as well, then it should be a red flag. But if you just have one sign of hair loss and no other symptoms, it could just be that, you know, like I said, some other things might be contributing to external factors, socks, taping when you were younger, or athletes and things like that.
Yeah, and you don't have any of those symptoms, right? Sound like you didn't have any of them, right, Terry?
No, that's correct. And actually, the hair loss is over the broad surface of my entire legs. Geez, I know this is starting to sound vain, but it seemed to happen almost precipitously, so I got a bit concerned. And like I said, it's just wondering if, you know, maybe there's a nutritional deficiency at play. I don't know.
You could try the ultimate B complex as biotin, and then that'll help, you know, with that as well. So that's something to think about.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
on the heart healthy.
Do you
a good complement of B complex vitamins in it.
Do you take the ultimate B, Terry?
I do.
Oh, you take the ultimate B already?
I'm sorry, I take the heart healthy. I don't take the ultimate B.
I'm going to give you a bottle of the ultimate B. Since that has even more biotin in it. So
thanks, Bob.
I'll give you that free bottle instead of the other, whatever we were given. I think we're giving away the vitamin D. We'll give you 1 month's supply of the ultimate B to try. It might take a little bit longer than a month, but give that a shot.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Terry. Thanks for the call.
You bet.
Yeah. Let's go to Al. So we got a line open now for Dr. Teichman at 866-569-RESCUE, 866-569-RESQ. Al, good morning. You're on with Dr. Teichman. What can we do for you?
Good morning. First of all, I have excessive heart disease. I found out when I was 47. I'm now 69. And I've been taking Rescue 1250 for the last 15, 16 years. And it has done wonders for me. My wife had a problem with dry eyes a few years back. And before all this information came out about dry eyes, I had got her to start taking 1250, the omegas, and her dry eyes completely went away. My question is, I've been trying to get my daughter, who's 30 years old, she's now 3 months pregnant. Is it okay to get her to start taking it now when she's pregnant?
Doc?
Yeah, you know, Rescue 1250 is a great product to take when you're pregnant as well, with the DHA and EPA as well. There's definitely a benefit, and there's studies supporting taking an omega-3, you know, during pregnancy for brain development and health for the baby as it matures. Always, I would run that by her, you know,
pediatrician
well before she starts taking any supplementation. But there's many studies supporting the benefits of omega-3s during pregnancy as well, especially for brain development, which is very important when we talk about EPA and DHA.
And I'll tell you this much, it varies from pediatrician to pediatrician, because I know several of them, and some are like, no, we're only doing this protocol, and I think they're more worried about following exactly what they're told so they don't get sued. And there's others that are like, no, absolutely, omega-3s, because it does help with brain development, it helps with postpartum depression, it helps babies meet and reach developmental mile markers sooner. You look that they've put omega-3s in formula now, omega-3s in baby food, so there's great benefit to omega-3s, but some doctors play it more cautiously, and some, I wouldn't say play it more aggressively, but they really have done their homework and research and believe in omega-3s. But as the doctor said, she might want to talk to her her doctor, her pediatrician. But, yeah, there's tons of research on it, though.
I truly believe in 1250, because I've been taking it, like I said, for 15, 16 years. When I first found out I had heart disease, I did a little research and stuff, and then all of a sudden I started hearing about these omega-3s. And then I started taking it right from then, and my numbers and all have been perfect. You know, I walk every other day for 25 minutes on a treadmill. You know, I'm a former pro basketball player, so I always try to stay active.
Oh, cool. Cool. That's cool, Al. All right, so thank you for the call. And
thank you very much. Yeah. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thanks for the testimonial. Thanks for the call. Former pro basketball player. That's cool.
1250. Yes, omega-1250 plus with vitamin D will also help during pregnancy as well. Vitamin D has been shown to be beneficial during pregnancy as well, so that 1250 plus will definitely be a benefit.
Got a question back to the hair loss. Can hair loss be associated with an underactive thyroid?
Yes, definitely. So hair loss can definitely be, you know, alopecia is common when someone has an underactive thyroid, will definitely be related to hair loss. So again, there's many things that contribute to hair loss, like we talked about. So looking and understanding the symptoms related to the hair loss is important when we talk about, you know, identifying issues that can be occurring.
That's Terry. You got that. Could be thyroid too. So then we have somebody symptoms. We were talking about the different circulatory systems here. We've got, again, Dr. Adam Teichman. We're talking about circulation. We started out the hour talking about circulation, both cardiovascular and lymphatic. So what would be symptoms of lymphatic problems, lymphatic issues?
Right. So a poorly working lymphatic system can cause tissues to become swollen with fluid. You know, we call this lymphedema. And when that happens, it's commonly seen in your arms and your legs. But other parts of the body can be affected too. So you really want to be aware that, you know, when you have issues or lymphatic issues, the most common symptom we see is basically swelling in the extremities as well. Sometimes you can see skin changes or discoloration from the swelling. You can develop blisters, or you can see some fluid leaking from the skin as well. And ultimately, it can lead to an infection. So, you know, you want to be aware that if you do have, onset of swelling that is not resolving on its own, that it can be, you know, related to a lymph dysfunction, or the lymph system is not functioning properly as well, you know, and that sometimes this lymphatic dysfunction can become a chronic problem and a chronic condition which needs to be treated, you know, with physical therapy and also, you know, supplementation, looking at leg and vein support and things like that.
All right, so hopefully that helps her. Again, if you have questions, 866 866- 866-569-RESQ, 866-569-7377, if you have questions for Dr. Teichman. I want to give the special one more time there. The calls are still coming in. We got them coming in. Let's love the calls, folks. Keep them coming. So here's the special. You are saved. There's two. There's the Rescue Core Immune, which is a really great product, and that has arrived and is being shipped to those that did pre-order. They ordered even more than what you guys ordered, and what they pre-ordered is already sold out. So Rescue is already sold out of the Rescue Core Immune Defense, so they are extending, so for your patients, the 50% off pre-order pricing. So you can get 50% off on Rescue Core Immune Defense for a limited time. You do not need a coupon code. Just either call or shop online for Rescue Core Immune Defense. It'll automatically pop in at 50% off. So you can order it at myrescueproducts.com. That's my, R-E-S-Q, products.com. No coupon code needed. Or call 1-800-26-ALIVE. 1-800-262-5483. 1-800-26-A-L-I-V-E. And again, order the Rescue Core Immune Defense at half price. The other one, you do need a coupon code. That's this weekend's special, and offers cannot be combined. So the Rescue, it's buy $150 or more and get $75 off your order and get free shipping on orders of $99 or more and earn Rescue reward points, which get you dollars off your next purchase. So for that, you need the coupon code 75 off. All right? You can either shop online or call 1-800-26-ALIVE. Spend $150 or more on any products you want. Mix and match any way you want. $150 or more, you get $75 off your order and the free shipping on orders of $99 or more and the Rescue reward points with the coupon code 75 off. Use the coupon code 75 off at 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-26-A-L-I-V-E, 1-800-262-5483, or shop online at myrescueproducts.com. That's my, R-E-S-Q, products.com, and enter the coupon code 75 off and get that $75 off your order of $150 or more. That offer good through most of next week. All right, so we lost the calls, I guess. 866-569-RESCUE, 866-569-7377. But we've got a lot of other ground to cover here. We could do a trivia question if you want to, Doc. You want to throw a trivia question out for folks?
Sure. A simple one, which we talked about all show, is name one of the symptoms of poor circulation.
That's it. And there's multiple symptoms, so we can take multiple callers. 866-569-7377. I want to talk about... So we talked about omega-3s helping with circulation. 105 Max can help with circulation with diabetes. Talk to me about 105 Max.
So, you know, 105 Max, you know, helps control blood sugar and insulin. You know, and how it does it, it restrains the release of sugar into the bloodstream to provide energy, decreases the amount of sugar that's absorbed from foods, dulls the sense of taste for sweet foods. You know, it also encourages the sugar in the blood to be stored in the liver for later use. And lastly, it also stimulates the production of insulin in the body. And when we talk about the omega-3s, it really works well with the Rescue 105 Max because, you know, Rescue 105 Max helps control blood sugar levels, helps control that postprandial spike. And then if you take it with the 1250 products, the omegas, the 2500 TG, the O3 Max, you know, it's a great also 1-2 punch when we talk about improving blood sugar metabolism and also controlling cholesterol. And we're talking about controlling cardiovascular control and also helping combat poor circulation. You know, there was a study about 7 years ago by the Annals of Medical Health Science showing that taking an omega-3 helps improve insulin resistance by increasing the fluidity of skeletal muscle membranes, leading to improved glucose uptake. And also, that study also showed that the genes associated with insulin resistance are positively affected by omega-3 fatty acids. So taking, you know, the 1250 and the 105 Max together is a great 1-2 punch, we can say, when we talk about, you know, controlling blood sugar. That 105 Max really is a great supplement to help control insulin resistance and control your blood sugar. And adding it with the 1250 is really a great combination when we talk about blood sugar control.
Yeah, and also it's going to drop your triglycerides. The 1250 People that get on that have a big drop in triglycerides, and you don't want high triglycerides. So that's a big help with all the other benefits the doctor talked about. So we got somebody answering the trivia question?
On line three.
So we'll go there first. Good morning. You have an answer for us on circulation?
Swelling and discoloration.
You got it. And what's your first name?
Perfect. Debbie.
Debbie. Well, you're a winner. Yes. We'll give you what rescue products do you take?
The leg and vein works for me. I have a vascular disease.
All right. How about we give
and
you
that's the only thing that actually worked.
Well, then we're going to give you another bottle of that free.
Perfect.
Terrific. Thank you. Hang on. And it helps you. The leg and vein helps you.
Yes. That's the only thing that helps me. Yes.
Wow. That's the rescue leg and vein support. That's a great testimonial. That's awesome. Thank you. Thanks, Deb. Yeah.
Thanks.
Hang on. I do want to talk about that, too, but we have a question for you first, Deb. So she's on, give her a bottle of the leg and vein support. She's on three. John, thank you. Let's head over here to Pam. Busy morning this morning. Pam in Whitehall, good morning. You're on with Dr. Adam Teichman.
Good morning. I'd like to ask Dr. Teichman about heel pain. I walk every day, like 30 minutes a day, and all of a sudden I'm having heel pain. And I bought new sneakers, and I take a lot of the rescue products, and I was wondering if he has a suggestion of what to do for that.
Yeah, so, you know, many things can cause heel pain, but the most common problem is plantar fasciitis, that pain on the bottom of the heel, you know, pain when you get out of bed first thing in the morning, and it gets better as you walk. And it's usually due to inflammation. So one of the best supplements to take for inflammation is the Rescue Glycomarine or Glycomarine Plus. It's a great natural anti-inflammatory when we talk about controlling inflammation. So, you know, you definitely can try the Glycomarine, and I'd also recommend
I take the Glycomarine. Every morning I take two.
Okay.
And I had plantar fasciitis on my left foot, but now this is on my right foot.
Does it feel different? Does it feel different than the other pain, than the plantar fasciitis pain?
Well, it went into the heel now, where the other foot doesn't have the heel pain. But the Glycomarine definitely helps. I take two of them in the morning, and that, like, within 15 minutes, I'm already feeling better and walking better. And I take the omegas. I take, you know, the O3 Max and the 1250 Plus every day as well.
I would recommend, you know, if it's not improving, is coming into the office and getting evaluated. Sometimes we could talk about, you know, controlling the biomechanics of the foot to help relieve some of the stress on the fascial band causing the heel pain, as well as, you know, some other modalities that we could offer. So, you know, if it's not improving with, I think you did some great options by taking the Glycomarine and also the omegas. So if that's not helping, I would recommend making an appointment and coming, because you can come see me in the office and we can talk about some other options.
Okay.
Another suggestion I have is one of the Neva products, because they help a lot of people I know. You can check those out on the website.
Yeah, I haven't tried those yet.
Yeah, I've had some friends that have actually heel pain, and so funny. Everybody that I know, that's what they're taking it for, some sort of lower extremity issue, and they say it helps them a lot.
And that's the Neva.
Neva. Mm-hmm. Yep, check that out.
I'll have to look at
the
that
Neva
one.
CBD.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So, good. Thank you. So, Doc, the other thing, since we talked about leg and vein, oh, my gosh, you know what? Forget it. It's already time. Oh, all right. Well,
time flew today.
Yeah, it sure did. Wow. I was just about to get into the leg and vein support since Debbie gave it such a great testimonial, but we're out of time. So, Doc, have a great week. That was an awesome show. A lot of great information. A lot of great questions, folks. Thanks for them.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening every weekend to the Rescue Healthline Show. Doc, hope to talk to you soon. Have a good week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yep. All right, so let me give you the special. Phew, that went fast. The special, first of all, again, the Rescue Core Immune Defense, available for pre-order at 50% off. It's already in. The first shipment, all of you wondering where it is, it's now being shipped. But we're already sold out, so we extended the pre-order pricing of 50% off. You do not need a coupon code. Rescue Core Immune Defense, available at 50% off. All other rescue products, and again, offers cannot be combined. All other rescue products, when you buy $150 or more, you get $75 off your order. And mix and match any way you want. $75 off your order of $150 or more. For that, you need the coupon code 75OFF. Use that when you shop online at myrescueproducts.com. That's my, R-E-S-Q, products.com, or coupon code 75OFF when you call 1-800-26-A-L-I-V-E. Have a healthy week.